Omega Man Radio has been commissioned to invade deep into enemy territory, drive out the hosts of hell, and take back the land. Our mission is to preach Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is the only name written under heaven by which men might be saved, cast out demons, and pray for the sick that they may be healed in Jesus' name. If this program is a blessing to you and you would like to take part in this harvest of souls, join with us and attack the hosts of hell by donating any amount online at www.omegamanradio.com. You may also donate by sending check or money order to 9030 West Sahara Avenue, Suite 665, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. We thank you.
Major Tom, welcome back, my friend. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Praise God. We're dialing Professor Tom Mack now. Stand by.
Okay.
Welcome aboard, everybody. Wherever you're at, tuning in around the world, I'm looking at my clock now. I'm plus 13 hours ahead of East Coast time. It's 9:11 right now in the morning here. And literally, we have a 9-1-1 situation on our hands.
Oh my gosh.
With what we're all experiencing. Now, we've got Major Tom who's going to be, I've asked him tonight to read a letter that he sent out to some people. I'm on that list. You may have gotten it too. But if you didn't, you need to hear what he has to say tonight. And to preface this, Major Tom, here is what is weighing heavy on my spirit. I just said it in our last program. Hang on a second. We'll hold that word for just a moment. I got to get Brother Mac on. I see him, okay. But he's not picking up. I want to get your thoughts on this, and I think having read your letter, you've come about the same conclusion I have. Folks, we are in trouble. I want to make a statement here. Major Tom, it's clear that if Biden goes into office, America will never recover and freedom is gone forever. I don't believe there's another chance. What I cannot reconcile, Major, is why is POTUS, who I voted for in 2016, again this time, I went over to see his Rose Garden address a few days ago. I looked at his tweet tonight. I do it every day. Why is he proceeding with Operation Warp Speed to roll out a vax that will kill and maim many and is a forerunner of the mark of the beast? And it is beginning to appear to me that irregardless of who wins, the vax is coming out, as well as Common Pass, where you cannot board a plane without the test and the vax when it comes out. And I have said it, I'll say it again, there's no way in hell me or my family will take a vax, let alone something that can change your DNA, contains mercury, squalene, formaldehyde, adjuvants, ground up pig and babies, GMO. No way in hell we're going to take it. And my question tonight is, if rolled out, how do we escape jail? And my question, and I tweeted POTUS tonight under a pseudonym address, why is POTUS making speeches and tweeting about the vax, not abandoning it? Now, if it's a cover for rolling out military to make arrest of the deep state, okay. But we have no proof of this. Might be wishful thinking at the end of the day. It's beginning to look like win or lose with Trump. We all lose. And I can tell you, this is something to be concerned about wherever you are on the globe. UK's in lockdown. Brother Mac, you want to switch to your headset, brother. You're coming in through your webcam.
Well, I had to do my phone here for a minute.
Okay. The UK right now is holding meetings on how to penalize the anti-vaxxer movement. Some states, I think, in America have already said they'll push through with the vaccine. I think New York just said that the other day, with no exceptions or waivers. This will be our last official marathon week on Omega Man. We're not going to return, if we return at all, until January 4th. I'm a couple weeks away before the vaccine is implemented in Bali. It's going to be the first location that they roll it out in this country of 100 million people. They want to get Bali vaccinated so they can open up for tourism. Already you can't get on a plane without the COVID test. Soon it will be common pass. You can't get on a plane without the vaccine. Now, we're not going to take the vaccine here. Best case is we're hoping that we just get fined. Worst case, I'm looking at arrest and deportation and split between my family. Now, that's what we're experiencing here on the ground. And it's not looking any better for our family and friends out there back in America when we got a president who just about every day is tweeting on the success of the vax program. Now, brother, this is insanity and double-mindedness. And as much as I do not want Biden to win, because he will do the mandatory vaccine, we will be turned over to communist rule. Are we going to fare any better at the end of the day? For this reason, I have no answers. All I know to do is for the next 40 days I've got, maybe less of freedom, I'm going to be doing a daily program, and I'm doing nothing but reading the Word, prayer, spiritual warfare, and asking God to strengthen me. Because I think very soon, me and many of you are going to face that fateful day, like Daniel in the lion's den, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and we need strength to be able to say, health authority, if God wants to deliver me from your vax, he can do that. But if he doesn't, I'm still not going to take the vax. And that may mean jail. If you're in New Zealand, it means quarantine indefinitely. Or it could be worse, depending on where you're at. I don't know. With that, welcome to the program tonight, folks. Pray for us. We're praying for you. This will be our last marathon week. All that can be said, I think, has been said. It's all over but the shout. And unless I am pleasantly surprised, it looks like we're going into dark days worldwide, irregardless of who wins. Now, with that, I want to get your thoughts tonight. And I asked Major Tom if he would read the article he sent out to people. At the end of the day, our only hope tonight is Jesus Christ. I'm really believing that like never before. I'm not holding out any hope that anything is going to get better with Trump in, if he's going to persist with the vaccine program, because I know what's going to happen. And the sad part is many don't care. They think it's going to be safe. They're not even worried about taking a vax. They haven't looked into the facts. And some are even saying, take it, you'll be okay. This is insanity. It's a forerunner of the mark of the beast now. That's my preface tonight. Gentlemen, do you want to open us up in prayer, and we'll turn the mic over to you?
Okay, I'll go ahead and pray, and then I got to run about 3 seconds away to get my water.
Go for it.
Before I start reading.
Amen.
Because my voice is leaving. Dear Heavenly Father, we see the times that we are in, and we understand, just as the ancient Israelites understood the times that they were in when King David became your anointed king, and they accepted him as their king. Right now, Lord, we see the times before us and surrounding us, and they don't look good. They look like we are right in the very center of the middle of tribulation, that we're just about to enter into the great tribulation. And, oh, Lord, we need your strength. We need your provision. We need your protection. Place your hand upon us and over us. Shield us as only you can shield us. Protect us as only you can protect us. Lift us up. Give us your power and your strength to prevail and to win souls for you, lest they die an eternal death. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, folks. We're live with Professor Tom Mack and Major Tom Baird, retired, and...
Well, we're both retired.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, I'm back.
Major Tom,
and,
back over to you.
All right. As we proceed tonight, this particular letter or email is a periodic email on an irregular basis, actually, that I send out to my friends and family, my close friends, because I don't know how you get, if I send it to everybody on my list, I'd have 200 or 300, but they won't let me do that anymore. They only let me do 50 at a time, and I don't know how to get around that. So at any rate, this is what the Lord gave me, and it woke me up. Actually, well, before that, about 3 o'clock this morning, I entered into a state of, I don't know whether it was a dream, but I do know that words were coming, and they were terrible words. The word for the day, the 16th of November, wake up, we are there. During the night, and it was at about 3 o'clock this morning, terrible words came to me as I slept upon my bed, and my spirit was greatly troubled. I was in great anguish at what is now upon us and cried out to the Lord. Literally, I did in my sleep, and I don't know whether I audibly spoke. I didn't wake my wife up, so I can't tell. But this is what I spoke to the Lord. Lord, this is too much for me. How can I give such a message of deceit and destruction? All of our hope is in a man and not in you. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon us in this time. And as I cried out to the Lord for help and for his mercy, because I felt like it was enough to just crush me, the Lord imparted 3 songs with which he to comfort me. Now, he gave me those words, but I can't repeat them all now, and I don't have them before me at this time. But those 3 songs were, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, All Our Sins and Griefs to Bear. And the other was Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me. And the third one was Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. As I went through those words, and actually it was Christ himself furnishing those words to me to sing back to him, as I awoke, let us awake. As we go through this message, remember these songs and their message. Trust and obey the Lord. Heed his message and warning. Repent and respond to him. Pray for our nation and the world. But the word, our Lord Jesus Christ, says, and what the world says from their own mouths, bear witness to their fruits, the fruit of their ways. The word says, a good tree cannot bear evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bear forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. That's Matthew 7:18 through 19, through 20. In the world, our present condition is full of toleration for and practice of sexual perversion in self-centered, overheated, unrestrained, natural and unnatural
Major
promiscuousness.
Tom, hold it just a second. Brother Mac, can you mute your mic? I'm picking up a lot of background noise, my brother.
Uh-oh.
If you can't get on headset, just mute your mic on your phone until you're ready to speak. That would cut it out. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. That's better?
All right.
Major Tom, continue on. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. It was natural and unnatural promiscuousness, and the fantasies included in pornography, all outside of the pure and undefiled marriage and love of a man and a woman. Our nation and the world is in agreement to acceptance of wickedness with corrupt businesses and governments, with their arbitrary and capricious unjust rules, depriving multitudes from having jobs to earn a living for their families, and evil destruction of foods that are about to create a real famine and starvation unto death. And that's by design. Murder worldwide of hundreds of millions of the unborn by twisting and ripping off their heads, their legs, and arms, injecting the womb with saturated salt water, burning out the eyes of the unborn and causing great pain and finally death, or crushing the body and the head to ensure death before leaving the womb. We see the whole world imprisoned by their godless rulers who enforce disease-promoting, dehumanizing practices of false medical practices, of face masks, and social distancing under the deception of a contrived medical claim of a worldwide emergency pandemic falsely proclaimed under false premises. And we have a promised false solution, claimed to be harmless, but in reality is of a corrupted substance with particles of dead, aborted baby flesh, unnaturally altered combined DNA of pig, human, transhumans, and in their flesh. That's done chemically and biologically by our researchers. Wicked and black as hell, as they may be. And then, of course, all the other ingredients of mercury and the other substances, and the murderous mRNA to be injected, not once, but in several administered doses under threat of deprivation from buying or selling. It means you can't buy and you can't sell. And you will not be able to move about or be part of society. Beware, the vaccine is dangerous, and to all, it will alter your human DNA and eventually make you non-human. And to some, it will be deadly. This is spiritual as well as physical, and is by Satan's design. It is a precursor of his eventual mark of the beast. Avoid taking this vaccine if at all possible. Additionally, the world has descended into a great deception of culture of death and destruction. Contrary to some who falsely claim we will someday return to the normal that was before 2020. Alert, we will never return from this enslavement and death until after the Antichrist is finally destroyed by the return of the real Messiah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Does this culture of wickedness, death, and destruction sound like the God-given, life-enhancing fruit of God's natural laws and his gift of perfect liberty with his inalienable rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness? The Lord calls out, in truth, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. But the world leaders speak in deception and lies, saying, I do not need to repent. I have done nothing wrong. And they praise treasonous, corrupt, and criminal officials, saying, they are good people. The Lord says, many of the plans are the plans of a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Proverbs 19:21, NIV version. We are in the time of the return of the Lord. Do you want the return of the Lord? Then come against evil. But realize that God may be bringing about the appointed days and personalities that accomplish the end of evil by its increase to its full measure. And then comes the establishment of his perfect kingdom here on earth. Pray for the Lord's supernatural strength to endure, to protect you, to give you discernment, and to provide for you as well as help you win souls that would otherwise perish forever without your witness. Another word that I haven't placed in here, but that I will emphasize a little bit. Remember the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness. How did 3 million people and their animals, their cattle, their herds, have enough water and enough to eat? Remember, God sent the manna, and he had water gush out of a flint hard rock. To us, that's impossible, but not to God. And he can, what he did then, he can do now. Remember that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. He is not diminished. And he can do it once again for us. Evil will increase to reach its full measure. But do not do evil or deny God's purpose by clinging to a man to hasten that day. That day is here, right now. You may want to wish it away, but denying it is like putting your hand over your eyes so you will not see the angry, hungry lion eating you. The lion is still angry, hungry, and eating you. Man is in his arrogance says, look what I have done. We have the greatest economy, employment, country, etc. We would know that as President Trump. But yet justice against the treasonous has not prevailed or even been initiated. Or, on the other hand, we may say, we will comply with the greenhouse gases accord and stop your carbonization of the environment. That would be Biden. The only way to stop this euphemism for death is for individual humans involved in carbonization to die or be killed, which those in authority will gladly accommodate according to their 2021 and their 2030 objectives. Yet the Lord says, blessed, happy to be envied and spiritually prosperous, with life joy and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation regardless of their outward conditions, are the poor in spirit, the humble who rate themselves insignificant, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And that's Matthew 5:3, the Amplified version of the Bible. And the Lord declares, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs 16:18. We are a people of great pride and a haughty spirit. And speaking of the spirit of pride, the ultimate spirit of pride is the false Messiah, the Antichrist. The Lord says the Antichrist will come to all people of the world and accomplish his goals with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, not only is God sending the strong delusion, it also happens to interfere with everyone. And it is only through our faith and our belief and our closeness to the Lord that we can discern through this strong delusion. That's how important it is in our relationship with God. Wake up. We are here. We are that last generation. Now is the time of strong delusion. Look to God and his principles, not to man. Beware of who you justify as God's man of the hour. Yes, be he Biden or Trump, is appointed by God for this time, but not in the way we assume and think. It appears that mixed in with their prophecies that God has given over Trump to be for this time, that also included is an assumption from our heart of hearts for our desires, our really earnest desires are actually for restoration of constitutional rights and safeguards, truth, justice, mercy, and righteousness at all levels. We pass the availability of restoration in God's timetable long ago. Although this restoration is laudable, this may be an allowed assumption from God to us to allow us to assume that, not to restore these rights and life-giving rules, but to accomplish the Lord's end-time purpose. This restoration of justice, of our rights, certainly has been an emphasized rhetoric by the campaign, which keeps us from noticing that not one corrupt, treasonous, or criminal high official has been arrested, arraigned, or prosecuted. True, they have been exposed, but have they been held accountable? No. In fact, communism, revolutionary socialism, and fascism have increased their treasonous and seditious efforts against the Constitution and citizens of the United States with impunity. Every elite high official is still like Teflon when it comes to accountability. It has been all talk and no action in justice. In either case, Biden or Trump, the man is in fact appointed to lead us under strong delusion to peacefully or eventually violently to comply with the practices and conditions necessary to be totally controlled by the Antichrist in the Great Tribulation. That's the purpose of all of this. They're not going to tell you that. You have to discern that through God's Word and through His Spirit. Yes, we will see a great revival, but it will be brought about by great persecution, death, and destruction, such as the world has never seen nor will ever see again. In this catastrophe, many will cry out to God, and He will pour out His Spirit to greatly save many souls in the midst of this death and destruction. So resolve to be part of God's work in witnessing to others of His good news. He can save our souls even when we are there, when we or they are about to die. Take heed to the warning against the wicked conditions and spirits in which we live and are in danger of being deceived by. Pay attention to the loving, urgent pleas of the Lord. Let us be in repentance and lead others to repent and get close to God. Trust Him and obey Him. Remember the message and the messages of warning and also the messages of comfort, both in the songs and in the scriptures. It is time. It is here. We are in the time of the Lord's accountability. And there is no turning back. This is a heads up. Be safe in the Lord. Look for significant events to take place this winter regarding Israel, the temple, and the daily sacrifice. We can endure to the end as long as we are close to God. But it will because we choose God and His ways, especially in Christ Jesus. If nothing happens this winter, I have not warned in vain. What I have warned about is really at our doorstep. I have not been given a date, nor do I expect one. These events will happen shortly. In either case, remember, riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. Proverbs 11:4. As soon as all the devil's evil reaches its full measure, then will come God's day of wrath, when all wickedness, evil, and sin and sinners will be destroyed from off the face of the earth. It is an actual period of one day and occurs at the return of Christ. Be comforted that ultimately God is in control and dearly loves each of us and desires not that any of us perish. Take heed for what the Lord is saying to us. Repent and pray earnestly and often. In Jesus' name.
Thus completes
the letter. Any questions?
I'm going to make a statement and then turn it over to Tom Mack. We're live here on Monday, November 16, 2020. Again, I voted for President Trump in 2016. I voted again in 2020. Let it not be said that we have not done what we could on this network to wake people up, to stand in the gap for a country that will fall and never return if Biden wins. And I'm concerned this morning. I was concerned all weekend for that reason. This will be the last week of marathons. I'm putting a return date of January 4th, if I'm able to return at all. And I'm so disturbed by what's going on, by the speech of our president in the Rose Garden a few days ago. I'd fully expected him to open up and talk about the corruption in the CIA with hammer and scorecard dominion that we know exists, that actually got my YouTube account 2 strikes. The next strike, they delete my account. And it wasn't that at all. It was about Operation Warp Speed. I want to read something to you from his Twitter account. Our president, 9 hours ago. Stock market getting very close to 30,000 on new vaccine news. 95% effective. He's talking about the vaccine. I scrolled on down. This was 11 hours ago. Another vaccine just announced, this time by Moderna. 95% effective. For those great historians, please remember that these great discoveries, which were in the China plague, all took place on my watch. Now, folks, again, unless there was an ulterior motive here, and he's planning to roll the military out to arrest the deep state, and I have no proof that that is the case. I think that is wishful thinking. I can't reconcile how he could be so in support of a vaccine that we know is a forerunner of the mark of the beast. Everything Brother Baird just said is true. And I want to read a different perspective here. This came from Dr. Hansen earlier today. He said, I'm just going to read one excerpt of an email that I was sent. It says, many people erroneously believe that God puts a leader into office who rules cities, states, and nations. Now, I've always thought that. He says, this reasoning is wrong. Leadership exists in homes, schools, businesses, governments, and every area of society because man put them there. It is not God who chooses leadership in the home, business, or nation, but men and women that choose who they want to elect, who they want to marry. We've got a lady here in Bali, went to the local church, Christian woman. She couldn't wait on the Lord to send her a man. She found a guy on social media, flew to Turkey, had sex with him. Fornicated. She led the worship in the local church here. We were friends with her. She responded, my wife asked her, what'd you do that for? She says, well, I'm forcing God because he didn't do it my way. I went out and found my own man. And I'm like, do we not know that fornicators will not inherit the kingdom of God? We don't get it our way, so we go out and make the things that we want happen. Now, that's the mentality of the church. Let me go on with what Dr. Hansen said. Hosea 8:4 reads, they have set up kings, but not by me. They have made princes, and I knew it not. Of their silver and their gold have they made them idols, that they may be cut off. Hansen wrote, no, God did not put Adolf Hitler of Germany, Joseph Stalin of Russia, Nero Caesar of Rome, Mao Zedong of China, Kim Jong-il of North Korea, Idi Amin of Uganda, the Ayatollah Khomeini of Iran, Bill Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama of America in office. Satan put these leaders in office through people who are not Christians or Christians that are too carnal and ignorant of the Bible to follow guidelines for electing leaders. Gentlemen, I don't know how any Christian out there could have voted for Joe Biden knowing what is at stake here, knowing what he and Kamala stand for. I don't understand that, but this leads credence to what Dr. Hansen just wrote here. People are ignorant. Or they're, as I mentioned in the case of a woman here, willingly, knowingly fornicated so she could expedite her plans. That's the mentality of the church. It's in compromise. He goes on to say, it does not matter whether a person professes to be a Christian. The Bible admonishes us to test the spirit of the candidate. 1 John 4:1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out in the world. And he says, Hitler said he was a Christian, promising change. So did former President Obama. Yes, both of these men were liars. One cannot be a liar, fornicator, adulterer, abortionist, supporter of homosexuality, etc., and call themselves Christians. And you can read the whole article if you're on the mailing list there. You know, I hadn't considered Hosea 8:4. I always just assumed, well, God must have put him in there for a reason. But I don't think that way anymore. And I've been under a delusion myself, thinking that if we can just get Trump in, we're going to save America. Folks, it looks like, irregardless of who gets in, they're going to roll out this vaccine schedule. I'm going to be forced to make a decision, so are you. We know what the vaccine means. We will not be taking it. Therefore, in a few weeks, I'm going to have a confrontation here in Bali. The third week of December, they're rolling it out here. They know people are going to say no. They're planning to fine you 3 months' wages. That will cause many people to take it. Pastors here are already telling congregation, take it. It's not going to hurt you. It'll be good for you. I had to write that pastor this weekend and another one that I know and lay out the facts for them. One did not respond. The other one said, thank you. I think that was a polite way of saying I don't agree with you. The point I'm making is we've done all we can do to warn. Now, you're going to have to make a decision, just as we're going to make a decision in a few weeks. We've made our decision, yeah. Gentlemen. We're not going to take it. We're probably going to be fined at best, and at worst, I'm looking at being arrested and deported. Separated from my family. I, at present, have no option to get my wife back to America if they deport me. I don't know what we're going to do. I'm beside myself. But I also know this. We cannot afford to take this vaccine. I'm not going to bust hell wide open. And if you compromise now, you'll probably take the mark of the beast when they rolled out a couple vaccines down the road. They're coming out with 5 or 6. They will release the nano dot with the luciferase tagging. If you say no to this vax, you will not be able to fly. Common Pass is already in beta test. And gentlemen, I realized I'm not ready. I have no more time to waste. I'm going to take the next 35 days that I got as a free man. I'm going to pray. I'm going to repent. I'm going to read my word. I'm going to bind and loose. And then I'm going to put it in the hands of the Lord. Because win or fail in this election, it looks like everybody is rolling out the vaccine program. And it's game over. We're going into the great reset, great tribulation. If Trump is blind to this, I don't know what else can be done. It's over. Brother Mac, Brother Baird, back to you.
Well, you know, it seems as I'm watching these things that it's even more sinister because I know he has intelligence enough. I mean by that the intelligence agencies and the information that he gets from all over the world. He knows what's going on, but he's an agent. I have come to the conclusion he is one of the heads of the beast. You know, how many heads does the beast have as it comes 7. Up out of the water, the sea? 7 heads and 10 horns. And his is one of those. If not, at this point in time, I don't see him being the ultimate Antichrist, but he certainly has the Antichrist spirit. He is in rebellion. And he does nothing to change evil. He talks about it a lot, as though he's going to expose it, as though he's going to restore justice. Have you ever seen justice restored in the last 4 years?
No, sir.
I haven't
seen it in 40.
Well, that's true, too. That's the sad part about it. We have been slow-cooked like a frog in a lukewarm pan of water put on to boil slowly. And as long as it doesn't happen too fast, the frog will never jump out until it's dead.
It won't jump out, it'll just die.
Yeah, that's right.
I've watched French cooks do it. Because they, frog legs are a great thing in France.
That's true.
They tell me it tastes like chicken, but I've never tried it.
No, I haven't either. I have eaten turtle, and it does taste like chicken there, but I've not eaten frog legs. My neighbors all have.
Gentlemen, we've got some in the church who are not upset in the least that Biden's going into office. In all likelihood, unless he stopped. And it's like, well, it'll be business as usual. I heard even Alex Jones, I think, mentioned, we'll just keep on in the info war. What are you talking about? There's not a recovery from this if Biden wins. I know it's over if Biden goes into office. He's going to overturn everything Trump has did. And now that POTUS has made it his life ambition to roll out this vax, and I think he's serious about it. I don't understand it because I thought he knew the dangers of autism and the rest, but again, I see no proof that he is just using this as a cover and he's going to come through with the QAnon massive arrest. I don't see that. I believe that's a delusion of fantasy.
You are correct. You are correct.
That being the case, I'm like, church, are you that dense? And then we've got some, well, I need the vaccine. It will save me. Others are saying, give us the vaccine so we can book our tickets with Ticketmaster. They're going to make that a condition of going back to concerts. Folks.
Or football games.
COVID-19 was never even isolated. And you know what?
No.
It's a moot issue now. Even if COVID existed, the CDC admits there's a 99.9% survival rate. I mean, this is insanity.
And you're going to take that's right, and you're going to take a vaccine that, in fact, has a 95% chance of killing you.
Folks,
just the opposite.
There are no vaccine cures for virus. There's none. Never has been before. We miraculously pulled one out of our butt and did it in record time.
Yeah.
And thanks to Reagan, all the pharma companies have been indemnified from lawsuit. Okay? There's no accountability. There's no recourse when you get maimed. We got people already in their trial test dying in South Korea. We got one guy a few months ago said, I can't hear God. They killed him. Folks, and we're looking at DNA changing. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's a little bit late in the game, but you might want to go look at Anthony Patch on YouTube. The tracking system. This is all from the very beginning been about you, COVID-19, I call it the new 911, being the cover for launching the global governance, the great reset, the brute force theft of freedom worldwide from Davos, Switzerland, World Economic Forum. They're using this as the cover. I will say there's probably, in truth, been more people who have suicided than who have died by flu this year. I will tell you this. There have been more deaths of business than deaths of humans through this flu. This is insanity.
Exactly.
Insanity, folks. And it's always been about great reset. They have to destroy the economy to roll out the new global economy. They have to get you and I in compliance to wear the mask so that we will not balk when the vaccine comes out, so we will not balk with the other tracking mechanisms that are part of it, including QR code scanning, digital tracking, destruction of currency, which offers some anonymity, and going into a one-world digital currency. It'll be rolled out in that fashion. You cannot even get on a plane here without having taken the test. You heard about Elon Musk? Took 4 tests this weekend?
And I think two of them were positive.
And 2 of them were negative.
Yeah, 2 positive and 2 negative, all on the same day.
Very soon, you will not be able to get on a plane unless you have proven that you have taken the vaccine. No vaccine, no fly.
60 seconds.
No vaccine, no work. And I'm here to tell you, I know what Biden's going to do. He's going to put America in the same lockdown that people in UK tuning in tonight are experiencing. People in France, in Germany. And yes, people are balking, but it's not going to be enough to stop their plan. Gentlemen, I'm not prepared, but I need to get prepared, and I realize I got a few short days to do it. I'm calling people to join me, whether you do it on your own or you want to join us here in Omega Man. 40 days of prayer.
Amen.
Reading the word.
Amen.
Repentance. Fasting. I'm not abandoning anybody. We're going to do one show a day. But I've got very little time here before the rubber meets the road here in Bali. I can only stay locked in my house for so long when they come a knocking. And I'm going to have to face the same thing that you're going to face out there. when you live in parts of the world where they plan to roll it out and give everybody their shot, we're going to say no. I believe we're going to get an opportunity to do what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel did and not bow. And there are repercussions, more than just freedom of travel or your job. God forbid if you live in New Zealand tonight, those that will not submit to testing are being quarantined for 14 days in government camps. And if you say no at the end of that 14 days, they give you another 14 days. It'll be indefinite. So much for going to New Zealand. I don't know anywhere you could flee, gentlemen, or I would have already been there. I mean, you know, if it was just me, they can do what they want. I've got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. I've got to protect them. If I don't, I'm worse than an infidel. They will not be getting the shot. I have 2 perfectly functioning children who are growing ahead of schedule. They're smart kids. I'm not about to turn them into autistic savants. Let alone, folks, do you want to play Russian roulette with your eternity? You want to take a chance that God is going to let you in when you changed your DNA? In much the same way as the people of Noah's time changed their DNA and became strange flesh? And sadly,
yeah,
many are going to line up for it. Brother, they came Nephilim, and they were no longer perfect in their generations. So I know in the...
Well, what did we find out when we did the codes? We found out what Joe Biden is. He's a Nephilim.
Many in the church...
No wonder he's so wicked, yeah.
...are going to take it. Many of you will take it. Someone you know. Because you don't believe. You think we're nuts here. And if you take this... Or you say, well, you know what, I don't want to take it, but if I got to take it to be able to fly or keep my job, I'm going to do it. Okay, well then, are you going to do the same thing when the mark is rolled out? We'll know it's the mark when it's rolled out. This is a forerunner. I say if you take it now, you'll be taking the full-blown nano dot with the luciferase enzyme a little down the road. You're walking, you're dead man walking. If we can't say no now, you will not say no later. That's the ugly truth. Comes a time where you have to make your stand and let the chips fall where they may. And I'm saying, God, prepare me because it looks like that's coming sooner than later. I want to thank you,
gentlemen.
You know,
the other thing that happens, too, is that the mRNA has the capability of responding to the G5, G6, and G7 microwave radio waves.
God
and
have
they
mercy.
Can program you and you'll hear voices and everything else.
POTUS was one of the leading advocates for 5G. Have you gotten the emails yet from iPhone to up your grade? Apple sent me a couple already. They said you qualify for an upgrade. Get the iPhone 12. This is the 5G phone.
Well, they're also, in my case, I think I've got a 6S, and I have 2 software upgrades that I just totally ignore because I know that as soon as I allow them to put them on, I never can actually turn my iPhone off.
It's got COVID tracking software in there.
Yep.
I don't know if you're seeing it where you're at, but here already, to get into one mall, it's not enough to wear your mask or to get your temperature scan on your forehead with their thermometer. You got to scan the QR code. You have to register. And we went into the mall one day by basically saying we didn't have a phone, and the guy got so frustrated. They have an alternate for right now. You can sign the paper. We got in, and then I went and was walking to the mall. Every store had a miniature version of what we saw at the entrance. You had to scan a QR code to get in. They're getting ready to roll that out. Here's called Beachwalk Mall. It's called contact tracing. John Hopkins University wrote the manual on it. Contact tracing. It is being tracked in real time everywhere you go.
Yep. They want to know exactly where you are when you are there, real time.
Have you been tested?
That's why they're doing the social distancing, because the spy satellites can't pick you out in a crowd. But if you're 6 feet apart, it can pick you out.
Exactly.
Multiple redundancy checks to find out, have you been tested? Do you have our beast vaccine? You don't, you do not enter. You do not fly. Now, I don't believe anybody can hold any of us down and jab it in your arm. But you refuse it, then you're locked out of the system. And it's going to be painful for many people to be locked out of the system, myself included. But we're there. And they're going to begin, the governments of the world, like the BBC announced, they're looking at more extreme measures to combat the anti-vax movement and to deal with people who propagate what they say is false news. We haven't seen any level of censorship like we're about to see. I have 2 of 3 strikes now on YouTube, and it were both for the videos that we did where they said the expose we did on exposing Operation Hammer, Scorecard, and Dominion were scam, deceptive practices, and spam. That's what they said. I did appeal it. Appealed it 2 weeks ago. No answer. And you know what? I've already resolved in my mind it's time to look for other platforms. We're on Twitch now. YouTube is not coming back. Doesn't look like for Mega Man. There we are, folks. Then, Dave, what else can we say? It's time to pray. Gentlemen, I want to thank you for coming on tonight. How can people reach you in your ministries?
This is Major Baird, retired. You can reach me at my website, aliveontheedge.com, and my email, tom@aliveontheedge.com. Over to you, Tom.
Yes. I have several. Biblecodes.co, whitestonefoundation.org. And if you want to write me, it's tom.mack, M-A-C-K, at whitestonefoundation.org. And also, if you're interested in doing a book, whitecottagepublishing.com. We can take your manuscript and I'm not going to contact trace you. What you write, I can get in, and I can slide it in under everything they're trying to do right now.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you for working with me this year. I love you both. I have the utmost respect for both of you. I know you're men of God. You love our country. You love the church and the cross, and you've done the best you can. We've done the best we can here, folks, to wake up, to inform some people. I encourage you to get out these gentlemen's websites. God willing, we're going to be available to do a program, and if that's the case, I'll see you back Monday, January 4th. If not,
okay, I'll see you tomorrow night.
I will see you tomorrow, brother. God bless you both. I love you. Thank you, gentlemen.
God bless you.
We love you, too.
And God bless each person that is here tonight and in the future. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Folks, stand by as we save this. We're continuing our marathon tonight, every night this week. Our last marathon will be Friday. We're going into 40 days of prayer. I encourage people to fast. Prayer, fasting, reading the Word, binding and loosing, getting prepared for the day of confrontation. Getting prepared to overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, loving not our lives unto the death. I believe we're headed for the dark winter. Many have talked about. I believe persecution is on the uptick, and I'm not prepared. I'm going to take the remaining time I've got before I have to meet with the health officials that are going to be coming around with their vax and refuse it. Get strong. I don't know yet what I'm going to have to endure here where I'm at, including family separation. God forbid if it comes to that. But I don't know. I've got to get prepared. And if I am a free man, we will come back January 4th. If not, we've done almost 8,000 shows. We did 974 this year. I think we have done what the Lord has called us to do, and we're going to put it in the Lord's hands. If God be for you, who can be against you? Jesus says, I'll never leave nor forsake you. But he did say, all those in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. If they persecuted me, they'll persecute you. Is a servant greater than the master? The answer is no, we're not greater than the master. And we need to strengthen that which remains, count the cost, take our stand, and let the chips fall where they may. We do not back down. We do not bow our knee. You stand up for what you believe in, and we stick with the Lord till the end of our race. I encourage you to do the same. We're in this on a global basis, everybody facing lockdowns, rollouts of the Great Reset, and we all need to be strengthened in the Word and in prayer so we can endure to the end and be overcomers and not fall away when persecution starts. It's coming, folks. It's here. Let me save this program. We'll be right back, and we'll continue.